The news, read by Belinda, show the main points. Four draft laws on international cooperation have been adopted by members of the National Assembly in a plenary sitting today. Northwest traditional custodians and elites led by the minister delegate at the presidency in charge of Supreme State Audit have hailed the Bamuns for generously hosting internally displaced persons from their region. Out of Cameroon, the European Union foreign policy chief is in Lebanon to boost negotiations for a ceasefire to end the war between Israel and Hezbollah as escalation continues. And in sport, Colombe Sportif of Ja and Lobo are the title holder of the Super Cup competition after defeating Victoria United 2-1. Members of the National Assembly have adopted four draft laws relating to international cooperation put at their disposal by the executive. This follows a prior substantive study at the level of general committees and general debate today in the plenary sitting chaired by the Deputy Speaker, Honorable Kombo Gberi. Parliamentary Affairs Correspondent Doris Batitatwekwe has the details.
The bill to authorize the President of the Republic to proceed with Cameroon's accession to the Convention of the Organization of Islamic Cooperation to Combat International Terrorism, defended by the Minister of External Relations, Mbela Mbela, has received the endorsement of the People's Representatives. The piece of legislation has as objective to lay down the groundwork for Islamic cooperation to combat terrorism in both security and judicial fields. After the Minister of Arts and Culture, Bidung Pat, defended the bill to authorize the President of the Republic to ratify the Beijing Treaty on Audiovisual Performances, the MPs stamped their mark of approval. This in order to reap the benefits of the treaty, which deals with, among other things, providing additional protection to the rights of performers in their audiovisual performances in a manner as effective and uniform as possible. The House also adopted the draft law to authorize the President of the Republic to proceed with Cameroon's accession to the Geneva Act of the Lisbon Agreement on appellations of origin and geographical indications. It aims to protect goods where the quality of the good is connected to their place of origin. The interim Minister of Mines, Phul Callistus Gentry, defended that draft law. Meanwhile, the Minister of Transport, Jean-Ernest Masenangale Bibehe, stood for another to authorize the President of the Republic to ratify the Convention on the Establishment of the International Organization for Marine Aids to Navigation. The draft law seeks to strengthen international cooperation in marine aids to navigation and so render maritime transport safe by adopting marine environment-friendly practices and modernizing the maritime transport infrastructure. It was adopted by the parliamentarians, who also questioned the four members of government on some salient issues of interest during the general debates under the auspices of Deputy Speaker Honorable Kombo Gberi.
The fashion industry in Cameroon has hailed First Lady Mrs. Chantal Biya for her commitment and support to the sector that has the potential to drive economic growth and promote Cameroon's image positively. The director of the Cameroon Association of Fashion Designers, Yves Eya, was speaking last night as he celebrated 15 years of creativity and passion with a dazzling and sustainable fashion show graced by the presence of First Lady Mrs. Chantal Biya. Staff Lady Ayimbile reports.
At the forefront of shaping culture, trends and the evolution of Cameroonian fashion, First Lady Mrs. Chantal Biya glowed as she arrived at the Hilton. Present was the Minister of Arts and Culture and other top personalities who warmly received the First Lady at the Hilton, momentarily transformed into a temple of culture. Special moments for Mrs. Chantal Biya, UNESCO's Goodwill Ambassador, whose presence heightened this other edition of the fashion Fashion Week in the country, and with members of the fashion industry, her sisters of the Circle of Friends of Cameroon, CERAC, members of the Diplomatic Corps, and close aides of the President of the Republic, the First Lady, then settled for over 2 hours of the fashion fiesta. And on the menu, two speeches, that of Minister Achille Basiliken and Yves Eya, Director of the Cameroon Association of Fashion Designers.
The 15th anniversary.
On this 15th anniversary, we've been honored by the presence of the First Lady of Cameroon, who heightened this event, a demonstration of affection and recognition on her part for the work we've been doing for the past years, and I am deeply grateful to Mrs. Chantal Biya. Then followed meticulously executed runway presentations showcasing brands, collections and accessories in the fashion show, promoting inclusion, an aspect which captured the attention of the First Lady, visibly proud of the budding and professional designers with original designs and textiles from Cameroon, which earned them prizes and trophies from the ambassadors of France and Côte d'Ivoire. Empowering, inspiring, and creative moments which heightened when high fashion took center stage. Designs presented by the fashion icon Iman Ayisi moved by the expression of support from the First Lady. I was filled with emotions. The First Lady is a wonderful person, and her coming to support youth should be saluted and encouraged. Admired for her strength, grace, and good deeds, the First Lady remains an inspiration for the new generation of fashion designers, unknown but celebrated by Mrs. Chantal Biya in her quest to empower those emerging as pioneers of sustainability with a profound commitment to the planet and working to reshape the Cameroon fashion industry with one eco-friendly stitch at a time.
In other news, a powerful delegation of traditional rulers and elite of the Northwest region, led by Minister Mba Acha-Rose Famundam, were in Fumban today to thank the Bamun people, led by their Sultan, His Majesty Muhammad Nabil Mbombonjoya, for their constant generosity towards their internally displaced persons who have found refuge in their communities. Details with Kevin Nembo.
We stand with you and the people of Fumban in our collective mission to ensure safety and security for all.
Separated by geography, linked by culture and history, with a common mission, champion the promotion of peace and unity anywhere, anytime. The delegation of traditional rulers and elites of the Northwest region from different parts of Cameroon came to say thank you to the Bamums for their generosity. The head of delegation, Minister Mba Acha-Rose Famundam, joined His Majesty Senator Fon Chafak Isaac of Bangulan, who spoke on behalf of his peers to stress the need for joint efforts to promote long-lasting peace. His Majesty Sultan Mohammed Nabil Imfori from Mbombonjoya said that he doesn't consider them as IDPs, but simply Cameroonian citizens living far away from their native home. The ceremony, punctuated by a series of traditional dances, was attended by the Minister Delegate to the Minister of Transport, Njinjoya Zakariel, the Secretary of State to the Minister of Basic Education, Dr. Vivian Asheri Kilo, among other dignitaries. Kelvin Nembo, CRTV News in Fumban.
In a keynote delivered during the Northwest Elite courtesy visit to Fumban, the head of the delegation, the minister delegate at the presidency in charge of the Supreme State Audit, Madam Ba Acha-Rose Famundam, acknowledged the multiple support of the Bamun people for the well-being of IDPs from her region. She also exhorted the IDPs to show a sense of civic responsibility as they dwell in their host communities. Take a listen.
To appreciate the Bamun people, the king of the Bamuns and his subjects who have welcomed the IDPs, particularly those from the Northwest and from the Southwest. They have been living in peace and harmony. My message to my brothers and sisters from the Northwest who are living here is that continue to live in peace and harmony and respect those who have received you and be obedient. And we heard what the king of the Bamuns said. We are brothers and sisters. That's why we came here, the elite, to come and say thank you. Thank you for receiving them, making their lives comfortable. We'll continue to be grateful for that.
Minister Mba Acha Rules Famundam leading the Northwest Elite Delegation to Fumban earlier today. In a related development, the people of Moyoka in the Southwest region are resolute to promote solidarity, peace and development in the subdivision, which is still reeling from hangovers of socio-political unrest in the English-speaking regions of Cameroon. The pledge was made during the second edition of the Cultural Festival of Moyoka Indigenes under the patronage of the Prime Minister, Head of Government. Hombo Suzi Monjua reports from Moyoka.
For the second time in a row, the people of Moyoka are coming together under Imsukda to celebrate their rich cultural heritage. The streets transformed into a vibrant hub of music, dance and hope. Honorable Findi Stanley Mukundu is the president of Imsukda.
We are trying to use culture to bring ourselves together, to promote peace, so that as one we can make Moyoka great again.
This year's Molatako Festival is a powerful message of resilience and solidarity, according to the regional delegate of Arts and Culture, Doris Itoi Angula.
The massive turnout of the population of Moyoka is a testimony to show that they are ready to contribute to reinstate peace. And we are open to give our support.
The 18 communities that make up Moyoka have together showcased performances that the Prime Minister's representative, Chief Dr. Blessed Okole, says honor their traditions while emphasizing the strength of unity in overcoming adversity.
We want Moyoka to be the Moyoka we knew almost 6 years ago. Moyoka that is a vibrant city, business city, a place for education. We want Moyoka to come back to its glories.
The people through the festival are taking a stand for peace, hope, and a shared future. Humble Suzy Monchoa, CLTV News, Moyoka.
We stay in the Southwest region, where over 2 million silver francs in scholarships have been awarded to students of St. Joseph's College, SACEM, by the SOBA Montreal chapter in Canada. The donation targets students facing financial hardship and aims to support their academic pursuit at the 85-year-old institution. Details with Kange Leon Cesar of CRTV Southwest.
The students, 17 in number, were selected following a process described as difficult, with the majority being students faced with difficulties in affording the school fee, as explained by the principal, Father Jude Janto.
We went all through from Form 1 to opposite. We talked with them, and then some expressed it, and then some we knew that this is happening from the payment of fees. We get to know each person one-on-one. We struggle to do that. I know it's difficult. There are 700 of them.
Reverend Epizitone Anabi, coordinator of SOBA Montreal Scholarship Committee.
Each of the 17 students received 100,000 francs to supplement their fees, but there were other logistics that we engaged with to put everything in place. So the total would be 2,150,000. To students who are undergoing financial challenges, but who have the desire and the passion to study in SACEM.
The students also expressed gratitude and promised to work for the best results.
Thank Ferdinand Epo. I would like to say thank you to all the SOBAs. I promise that by the grace of God, I may have 25 points, making the college and the SOBAs proud.
Up next for the SACEM Old Boys Association, the celebration of the institution's 85th anniversary, programmed for December this year. Kange, Leon Cesar, CRTV, Boya.
This is CRTV Network News. Christians of the Presbyterian Church in Cameroon have been enjoined to deepen their relationship with God in order to experience the transformative power of His love in their lives. The call was made in Yaoundé today at the close of the 63rd annual rally of the Christian Women Fellowship, CWF, of the East Mungo North Presbytery, which was held under the theme, Be on the Alert and Pray Always. George Mwam with details.
Members of the new executive bureau of the CWF movement of the East Mungo North, promising to serve diligently in love and faith. They were commissioned into their new functions by the Secretary General of the East Mungo North Presbytery and Parish Pastor of PC Bastos, Reverend Polycarp Njongai.
their hands should be on deck, and their mission is to raise the name of Jesus Christ higher more than ever before.
The team, led by Mrs. Nchotu Patricia, says their term of office will give priority to projects that can guarantee the financial autonomy of women of the PCC.
See how we can empower more women of the CWF, and see how we can raise money to complete the PCC Women's Center, which is in Bamenda. We want our women to be financially stable.
After 2 days of intense activities that brought together over 2,500 women from the center, east, and south regions, the CWF president of PC Bastos congregation, Mrs. Alice Mundi, feels satisfied for a job well done.
We got to have a spacious place, provide food and accommodation, and there has been no incident. All the committees we formed have done their work for us to have a successful rally.
While the women were encouraged to grow spiritually as dedicated wives and mothers, they were reminded that leadership is not about being in charge, but about taking charge of those under their leadership.
And some 22 groups of the Christian Women Fellowship of the East Mungo South Presbytery of the PCC gathered earlier today in PC Bonamusadi Parish in Douala for their 63rd annual rally. The women, whose activity this year was based on the theme Be on the Alert, reflected on the need to be in constant prayer during the service celebrated by the Presbytery Secretary of the East Mungo South, Reverend Kang Dennis. Details with Roslyn Fossa.
Members of the Christian Women Fellowship have unarguably become an identity of the Presbyterian Church of Cameroon over the years. This has made the CWF a major evangelical tool in the PCC, and as they gather to celebrate their 63rd anniversary, the call is for them to never relent on prayers. Pastor Cam Dennis Tem is the Presbytery Secretary of the East Mungo South.
We are Jesus' disciples. It's our duty to be on the alert. It's our duty to pray always. Because without prayer, we cannot achieve anything in the church. This is the time we have to talk less and pray more. Especially at this time that our church has just elected a new moderator and a new synod clerk.
Gathered in Douala for the annual rally, the Christian women of the East Mungo South Presbytery reflected on the theme which has been leading them throughout the year, notably Be on the Alert. Doreen Mambo is the Presbytery President of the CWF for the East Mungo South.
Our motto is that serve the Lord with joy. I have seen how women are serving the Lord with joy. Women are coming from all nooks and crannies. It's a wonderful experience.
The annual rally was also a moment to test their knowledge of the Bible via Bible quiz, singing competition, exhibition, and other recreational activities. Rolfling for CRTV News, Douala.
Senior citizens aged 70 and above will on November 30 in Yaoundé showcase their talents and share their experiences at the much-anticipated Miss and Master Laughter 2024 event. Organized by an association known as Living Alternatives for the Aging, this initiative celebrates the resilience, wisdom, and beauty of Cameroon's elderly population. Here now is the founder of the association, Elizabeth Makwang Mofo, with the significance of the event.
The Miss Mr. Laughter contest is a vibrant celebration of the wisdom, beauty, and resilience of the elderly population in Cameroon. This event is not just a competition, it's a platform that challenges age stereotypes and empowers seniors by allowing them to showcase their talents and share their experiences. We want society to recognize and appreciate the significant value that our elders bring to our communities. The final event will take place on November 30th at the Laughter Recreational Center in Yaoundé at 10 a.m. prompt, and we invite everyone to come out and support this noble cause.
Elizabeth Makwang Mofo, founder of Laughter. The people of Bazu in the West Region have celebrated 40 years of leadership under their paramount ruler, His Royal Highness Kemajou Vincent. Described as a peacemaker and community builder, he has been praised for uniting the 64 villages under his reign. Siobhan Boguma reports from CRTV West.
Happy birthday to you.
It was
was a celebration of 40 years of development, peace and exemplary leadership by the Bazoo community in honor of His Majesty Chua Kemajo Vincent on the 40th anniversary of his reign.
He's a man of dialogue, a people person, a man of peace, and a so kind man, plus he's open-handed.
He's a king that loves his people, and he's a king that likes to join his people. So celebrating his 40 years today is a great gift.
Coupled with the king's 70th birthday, residents from all 64 villages celebrated the king's legacy as a unifying figure and advocate for development. The municipal authority, Mayor Johun Frederick, for his part, praised the king's charisma and dexterity.
People who came here, let's say 20 years ago, it was a bit. Today we are proud of what he has done through his leadership. He also always encouraged us to be where people decide, because when you are not where people decide, you always lose. He traveled a lot, he looks around, and he tried to bring examples here to make it so that his kingdom keep being better as he can.
As the festivities continued, attendees joined in cutting the anniversary cake, offering heartfelt prayers for their monarch's continued guidance for the future prosperity of Bazoo. Shivang Borgma, CRTV News, Bazoo.
Out of Cameroon, the EU's top diplomat, Joseph Borrell, is visiting Lebanon amid escalations to meet with Lebanese top officials and United Nations authorities in order to quicken the ceasefire process between Israel and Hezbollah. A full-blown war between Israel and Hezbollah erupted in September this year. According to reports from the Lebanese side, more than 3,500 people have been killed in the crossfire. In sport, the Central African delegation is already in Bagofit ahead of the second edition of the Chantal Biya National Mountain Bike Race to hold from the 28th to the 30th of November. Minister Joseph Le, promoter of the event, is on the site of the event to check every detail before the start of the race. Tala LT was in Bagofit and reports that the locality is poised to host this second edition.
The first edition of the Chantal Biya National Mountain Bike Race recorded great success, but the second edition plans to be bigger. Luc Asseng is head of exploitation.
Partout ailleurs, les équipes sont déjà.
Our teams are deployed across the complex to ensure that the guests have a good time here.
Tous ceux qui vont arriver seront à l'aise.
The Bagofit Sun City Complex venue for the event is buzzing with activity. Carpenters, painters, builders, cleaners, and hotel staff are busy with finishing touches. Robert Bidime and Roka Ebode Atangana are technicians.
Actuellement, la structure.
The grandstand is ready to receive at least 1,000 persons.
1,000 personnes.
À la place de l'Expo.
We will mount 40 tents which can host 1,000 people.
1,000 personnes.
Cameroon's first lady, Madame Chantal Biya, has once again offered a free medical campaign at the Bagofit Health Center. Dr. Akun Pwame is chief of this health center. We will carry out general consultations, eye consultations, physiotherapy, as well as HIV screening. The Central African delegation is already in Bagofit ahead of the event to start on Thursday, the 28th of November. Tala LT, CRTV News, Bagofit.
In more sports news, Colombe Sportif of Ja and Lobo have made history by claiming both the Cameroon Football Cup and the Super Cup in a single season. In a thrilling Super Cup final held this afternoon at the Mbappelepe Stadium in Douala, Colombe defeated Elite One champions Victoria United 2-1. Harrison Ashu watched the encounter and put together this report.
Colombe Sportif of Ja and Lobo made known their intentions in the encounter at the 17 minutes when Zakaria Tuyene fired in the first goal. The score remained the same throughout the remaining minutes of the first half. In a bid to bounce back in the clash, Wilfred Nathan Douala took advantage of an error from goalkeeper Idrissou Mfor of Colombe at the 59 minutes to net in the equalizer. Determined to carry the day, Colombe Sportif kept pushing for another goal right up to additional time. Their efforts paid off 3 minutes to the final whistle with a rebound goal from substitute Victoire Hanzogo, which sent their fans at the Mbappelepe Stadium into a frenzy. At the blast of the final whistle, Captain Randy Kwala lifted the trophy from the hands of the first vice president of the Cameroon Football Federation, Celine Eko, leaving his goalkeeper Indrisou Mfor of Colombe overwhelmed.
I feel joyful for this victory because it's our second trophy this season. When you are a great player, you accept it. It is part of football. But the problem is not to remain where it has happened, but to come out from it. I think that's what I did to galvanize my player, because I think a football game is 90 minutes. A final, we don't play final, we win final.
Following the 2-1 win over Victoria United, Colombe Sportive of Jean Lobo for the first time are winners of the Cup of Cameroon and Super Cup in the same football season. Christian Bezigi Harrison Ashutik on special assignment in Douala.
We conclude this newscast with a recap of the main points. Four draft laws on international cooperation have been adopted by members of the National Assembly in a plenary sitting today. Northwest Traditional Custodians, an elite led by the Minister Delegate at the Presidency in charge of Supreme State Audit, have hailed the Bamuns for generously hosting internally displaced persons from their region. Out of Cameroon, the European Union Foreign Policy Chief is in Lebanon to boost negotiations for a ceasefire to end the war between Israel and Hezbollah as escalation continues. And in sport, Colombe Sportive of Jah and Lobo are the title holders of the Super Cup competition after defeating Victoria United 2-1.